And good morning, and good morning. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries coming with another intercessory prayer weekend message. Let's say a word of prayer. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we come thanking you for another day. And we are thanking you for all that you have done. Thank you for getting us through another week. Thank you for getting us through the day. And Father, help us to stay cool. Father, we thank you for strength that you give to us. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for being God. And we thank you for what you have done. What you do for us. We thank you that you are our guiding light. We thank you that you are our way maker. We thank you for being everything to us. And we thank you. We thank you for our being. We thank you. We thank you for allowing us to see another day. We thank you. We just ask you, Father, that you go in nursing homes, hospitals, Father. Touch those who need a touch on today. Father, bring those in who don't know you. In the pardon of their sins. We just thank you, Father. We just ask that you touch Jesus Christ. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for coming over on this side. We thank you. We thank you. And we thank you. Someone's feeling depressed on today. We just ask the Father that you touch them. We just thank you, Jesus, for giving them a special touch. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. 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 And we say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen. Hopefully everybody's having a good day, having a good day on today when you receive this message on the Spotify for podcasters. Well, on today, this message entitled is The Heart of the Post, let me say. You know how we get on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all of that. The social media posts, it made me think about that a brethren actually brought this up. And when she brought it up, it made me think with the Instagram, Facebook, all of that. It made me think about that kind of title, The Heart of the Post. But the brethren had kind of brought this up, and she kind of said it. She said the heart of the post. And when she said it, it just kind of brought in me a thinking about the heart of the post. Because when you think about this, make me think about Facebook, so to speak, that something that you're going to share, something that you're going to say, and in that of what you're trying to say, that what you want to say, it's something that your heart wants you to say, something that you want the people to know. So in the heart of the post. So in essence of this message, it really speaks to the heart. Reference scripture, Jeremiah 17:10 reads, thus wise, The Lord searcheth the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Now, when thinking about such and how the Lord searches our hearts, because we know it already, and we know with these hearts here that we got, oh boy, that these hearts got so much in them. And a lot of times, as the Lord look at us and these hearts that we got, they ain't right. They ain't right. So he's searching them and searching our hearts, searching those reins, you know, getting into the crust of the reins of our hearts inside there to help us see them things, look at them things, do something about what's in our hearts and what's in our hearts and churning that stuff out of us and helping us to see in his light. And giving us every man according to his ways in how we carrying that thing out and how we carrying it out. Because you know what? You know, bad hearts carry out bad things. So, you know, with our hearts, he wants our hearts and our hearts being in him and carrying out his mission and in his way, looking at our hearts and trying our hearts and doing such that our focus will be on him. And guess what? In doing and what your heart's doing, and you're doing this work and you're doing it for him and according to the fruits of his doing. And that, you know, there's fruits in coming out of what your heart is doing. And our hearts need to be in that mindset, that our hearts need to be in that mindset of going according to with the way that the Lord wants to take us. And so that's why it's so important that, you know, our hearts be in sync, that our hearts be in sync to what the Lord is instructing us to do. And you know, that's why in our hearts, you know, people, they say things that, you know, within the heart, it's what's speaking. And then what they just basically come out their mouth and say is basically what's in their heart anyway. This heart, right? The heart of the post. The heart, that inner part of us. So we see it. We see it on social media. We see it. And so when we're looking, we got to think about it in the heart. Let me ask you, what's in your heart? Look, you ain't got to tell me, okay? I'm just posing the question here. For something for you to think about. But you know what? What's in our hearts? That matter of what's in our hearts, just a few things that we should be looking at, that, and when you're looking at these things, guess what? It's in the heart. Our prayer life and what we're supposed to be doing, and that is to be praying without ceasing, that we're praying and it's an ongoing effect, that if in our hearts and asking God in our hearts, Lord, help us. Lord, fix us. Lord, help us. Lord, help others. Help us to help others. Use us as a blessing to help others. Our prayer life, which in involves our hearts. Another thing, you know, the Lord in our hearts wants us to be joyous. Make you think about Psalms 34 and 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the man that trusted in him. You trust the Lord. You trust him. You tasted of his goodness and all. You gonna feel that joyous feeling inside your heart. You gonna have that joy inside of your heart. You go because you trust him. You trust him. You tasted of him and how good he is. And because of his goodness and his mercy and the blessings that he had that he does, that he places upon us. And look, and even if he don't give you that thing that you don't want, that you want, and he don't give it to you because he knows that what's it going to do to you, he don't give it to you, well, guess what? You trust him and let him do what he do because he know what he's doing. Ain't he wonderful? Ain't he wonderful? Isn't he absolutely wonderful? Yes, he is. Another thing in our hearts, we need to be doing something. We need to be doing something inside of these hearts of ours. And we need to be thinking about such in our hearts lots of times. I don't know why. I was using this scenario as of marriages, so to speak, that, you know, because I guess I hear it often, how his sisters I want to get married and stuff. And they're not even ready. Okay, they're not even ready. But what should be happening, and even around with the man too, occupying until he comes. You don't just sit around and you just twiddling your finger. We should be doing something to edify the Lord. Take a look at Luke 19:13. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Doing something and not just sitting around. It's just like I say, like to a person that's depressed, you sit around, you're going to be bored. Your mind going to start thinking of crazy things. You're going to start doing crazy things. A lot of times you do. And when you get depressed, you need to be doing something. You need to be doing something in that feeling that you got. You need to be doing something. Occupying. Do something constructive with your hand. Go out and help somebody. Go out and bless somebody. Do something to occupy. And that's what we should be doing. Because if we can be occupying in what the Lord has us to do, you know what? You think about it. You ain't got no time to be messing and doing stupid things. You ain't got no, your mind, that ain't what your mind is at. Your mind is on glorifying the Lord. That's where we need to be. That's where we need to be. That ain't where we be, but that's where we need to be. That's where we striving to be and to get there. And that's what we need to be doing. We need to be occupying. And you know, for a big one for all of us is Ephesians 6:13-14. Reads, therefore, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand within the evil day, and having done all to stand. Let me say that with this right here, the heart of the post, that in our hearts, there's something we're supposed to be doing, okay? And that's standing. You know what? Having on this armor of God. You know why? Because when we look at it and we can see it right in front of us today, we're standing in the evil day. We're standing in it, and we're standing in it right now. We're standing in this time right now that we need to put on the armor of God. And you know what? Being tested in many ways, adversity gonna come in many different ways. It's coming, okay? It's coming, and it comes in different ways. But we have to stand. That is what we got to do. This makes me think with this situation that I was saying to somebody, that it made me have to kind of think, because it was adversity going on, adversity that is going on, and it's created some chaos to it. And so another person kind of said, well, you know, this kind of just got to kind of go on this way. And this is, you know, that bad part has to happen. And that bad part, you got to be. And, you know, somebody else kind of came along, kind of said the same thing. Well, this is, you know, that bad part, you know, that part's going to be. And it kind of hit me. It kind of hit me, because when it hit me, it kind of came back and said, wait a minute, hold up. First of all, you have seen these kind of situations. You've seen them. You've seen them yourself. And you've seen it in a couple of different ways. You maybe didn't see it the way that it came this way, but you've seen it. And what did I do when you've seen it? What did I do in the situation that you're in right now? It kind of came to me about that. What did I do in the situation that you're in right now? That thing had me thinking. Because I had to reflect, I had to look back, and I had to say, you know, amen, Jesus. Because you let me see that the situation that you put me in, that you allowed me to be in, and maybe it may be becoming a little adverse now, but you let me see that you took care of that before, and why can't you take care of that again? So, you know, I said, thank the Lord. It did something to me. It did something to me. It made me kind of think. And so I had to go back to another person. I said, wait a minute, hold up. Because that person was kind of coming back with the same response. And kind of like, well, you know, it's going to be. I'm like, no, wait a minute, hold up. No, it ain't. I said, because, let me tell you something. I said, what the Lord has for you, He has it for you. And I don't care what anybody say, how they do, when they say it, what they say, and how they do it. I said, it ain't playing out like that. It is not going to play out like that if the Lord don't want that to play out like that. And He also has the end result. He has the end result. So I had to say to the person, I said, and the person was saying, well, this is going to happen to me if I don't do ABC. And this is going to happen. It's going to happen at this time. I said, bet you it don't. I said, do me a favor, please. And if it do, can you call me and tell me if it happens? I said, please call me and tell me if it happens. I said, do you mind doing that if it happens? And they said, yeah, you know, they said, okay, I'll call you if it happens. I had to call them. I called them to ask them, did it happen? They said, no. I said, yeah, I didn't think so. I said, yeah, I didn't think so. Still in awe that the Lord knows it all and standing. And it just was saying to me in this situation, however the Lord works it out, I'm going to have to stand with it. I have to stand with this adversity, whatever this adversity be. Adversity is going to come. It's coming. We're being told, but to be in all of it and in all what's to be done and or having done all to stand. Therefore, having your lawns girded, getting those parts of that armor on, getting it all ready because there's a battle that's coming. So getting that all ready, girding it all up, getting that all prepared for what's coming in that battle. That's our duty. Getting that truth, getting them lawns all ready for the truth that, you know, the lies that's going to come to you and how you got to straighten it out with the truth. them lies that's coming, how you got to straighten it out with the truth. And putting on that breastplate of righteousness. We're standing for the Lord. We're standing for Him. He knows the end result. And I ask you today, what is the heart of your post? What's the heart of your post? You know, look, you ain't got to tell me. You know what it is that your heart is saying. Mm-hmm. You know what your heart is saying. You know that your heart needs to go the way that the Lord is guiding and leading you to go. This made me think too, I don't even know why I thought about this, and it kind of a little adversity on the end with my social media and a little problem with my StreamYard on my phone. And I don't even know why I'm even saying this, but it just kind of like popped in my mind, so I'm going to bring it in there. But it just kind of, you know, hit. I was having this little issue with my phone and with my StreamYard. And I couldn't get it on my phone. But I could put StreamYard on my phone, but I couldn't get it on my phone. And it came to me. Put your StreamYard right now on your tablet and watch what happens. And I put it on my tablet and StreamYard came forward. And then it hit me. You just bought, because you had it, you know, you've had it a while. You bought another phone. And you were saying that you was going to take this phone and you was kind of going to reprogram it back, kind of like refactor, reset it, so to speak. And you have another phone. Take your other phone and program that one so that you can use your StreamYard. And that thing made me think, I said how something simple, how the Lord just kind of brought it to me to just, there's the result for the result for the result. That, to end that with that. And how he just placed it in my mind and in my heart, do that, just do that. So I say, I don't know why I said it, but that was just a part to say how the Lord knows the end results and knows how to get the steps, put the steps in order. And the heart of our post, how to get our hearts to see what He has for us. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you. Think about it. The heart of the post. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name and we come thanking you. Thanking you for the heart of the post. Thanking you for the heart of the post to touch the heart. We thank you, Jesus, for touching the hearts on today. Continue, Jesus Christ, to touch our hearts. To touch our hearts, to come together. To come together for your glory. Because you're coming, you're coming, you're coming. And you want us to occupy. To go forward for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. To go forward for you. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord Jesus. On today, this day, the day that you've made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord Jesus, show us. That take us someplace. Father, show us. Let us see someone. Someone to say something to. Someone to give a kindness card to. Someone to give a tract to. Something, Jesus Christ. For you, the heart of the post, and what's in our hearts. Show us, Jesus. Show us these hearts. Show these hearts what we need to be doing. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Touch that one. Touch that one, Jesus, who's in depression. Touch that one, Jesus, who's going through. Jesus, touch him. We thank you. So, Lord, we know that you are in charge. You are in charge. And we thank you. We thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory and we give you the honor. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We don't say thank you enough, but we say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.